J.K. Rowling threatens to sue Amnesty International for smearing her Center for Abused Women as gender critical. By Breitbart News on July 17, 2026. Britain's charities regulator is looking into concerns about an Amnesty International report that branded a women's center for sexual violence victims founded by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling as anti-rights. The briefing document, which appeared on Amnesty UK's website last week, categorized dozens of organizations including Rowling's Barrah's Place in Edinburgh as gender-critical and anti-rights, according to media reports. Entitled A Growing Threat, The Anti-Rights Movement in the UK, it has since been taken down. Rowling, 60, has long been at the forefront of the debate about gender identity and has previously denounced trans activism, leading to accusations of transphobia. Barrah's Place in Edinburgh offers free support and advocacy services for women who have been victims of abuse. Rowling, who set up the centre in 2022, has spoken in the past of being a survivor of domestic violence. A spokesperson for the Charity Commission said on Thursday that concerns had been raised with the watchdog over a briefing document published by Amnesty International UK. "We are assessing the matters raised to determine what, if any, role there might be for us as charity law regulator," the spokesperson added. It said it had not launched a formal investigation at this stage. Rowling has responded, defended her organization, and has suggested taking legal action against Amnesty International. Amnesty earlier this week said it regretted that the briefing had been uploaded to our website without going through the established internal review processes that are in place to ensure consistency, accuracy and alignment with Amnesty International UK's positions. Its use of language does not reflect the position of Amnesty International UK, which is why it was promptly removed, it said. Barrah's Place Chief Executive Leslie Johnston said it was inexplicable that it had been included on the list. She said it was deeply offensive to staff who work day in, day out, to support survivors, and to the women who need and use our service. Rowling, who has denounced trans activism, has become a target for militant transgender rights supporters. She has defended herself against accusations of transphobia, saying her concern is the impact it has on women's rights and single-sex spaces for women.